The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Our own shenanigans ongoing in the Dáil today. Richard Boyd Barrett, People Before Profit TD, was there in amongst it. Richard, you could be heard in many of the clips shouting things like, "Outrageous, Michael Lowry, what's going on?"
How are you, Kieran?
I'm good, yeah.
Well, what's going on is that the government, as has been well aired, the government and Michael Lowry and his regional group and the Healy Rays, who have negotiated a programme for government, have stated publicly that they are part of that government, are taking ministries in that government, and have committed to support that government for 5 years, are also looking to be have some of their TDs designated as members of the opposition, and therefore to use opposition speaking time, opposition resources, even though they are part of the government. And that is sabotaging democracy. It's undermining the role of the opposition to hold the government to account. I mean, to put it very simply, how can the regional TDs hold themselves to account? It's preposterous. They can't ask themselves questions. I mean, nobody disputes their right to speaking time. They absolutely should have speaking time, but that speaking time should be allocated from government time because they are part of the government and they have stated that publicly.
Yeah.
So we want the government to acknowledge that fact, which is has been stated publicly.
Our understanding, kind of from the outside looking in, is that this kind of 45-minute suspension that lasted about 4 hours, during that there seemed to be some white smoke, an agreement, or certainly government sources were describing it as an agreement, that this would be looked into. This would kind of, and a longer-term decision made at some stage over the next couple of weeks. And then we all got back into the Dáil and it was suspended almost immediately, and Fiona Murphy disappeared no sooner had she arrived. What was the issue there?
Well, the issue was that the government had proposed that we push the issue to the Dáil Reform Committee. But obviously the government also, along with the regionals, control the Dáil Reform Committee, and they can ram through anything they like at that Dáil Reform Committee. So if they establish a precedent today that Michael Lowry and other TDs who are in the government would use up opposition time, then it's a done deal, and they can simply ram that through at the Dáil Reform Committee. Now, what we wanted was a commitment that they would not use their numerical majority at the Dáil Reform Committee to impose and ram through their solution.
Okay. And if you get that guarantee, is that what you need in order to allow things to proceed as planned tomorrow, for example?
Yeah, we need a commitment that while we all accept that they should have speaking time, that they will desist from trying to take their speaking time from opposition speaking time when they are self-evidently not part of the opposition. So that's what we want. We want their commitment that they will do that. But to be honest, there wasn't even the slightest sign, really, of them budging on that. And then, effectively, they reneged on that agreement when they were back into the Dáil chamber because they tried to proceed immediately to a vote on the nomination of the Taoiseach when there was supposed to be an order, there was supposed to be a discussion on what had been discussed at that meeting. There was supposed to be a proper sort of commitment by the government that they weren't going to try and ram through this ridiculous arrangement where the regional TDs would pretend to be in the opposition and use up opposition speaking time and opposition speaking resources, not just for today, but for the next five years, and fundamentally undermine the role of the opposition.
Well, Alan Farrell is with us as well, Fine Gael senator now. Alan, what happened today? So you're kind of throwing your arms in the air, as Richard Boyd Barrett was describing.
I just think this is yet again one of these circumstances where we're not talking about the actual event that took place. We're talking about a sideline issue that has been made into something that it isn't. I mean, look, what we saw in the Dáil today throughout the day was both unprecedented and particularly toward the end was completely unseemly. Utterly disgraceful scenes, in my opinion. I have had the privilege of chairing the Dáil many, many times over the last 14 years. I have never seen the conduct of members like that in my time in Leinster House. And I think it is a shameful set of circumstances to manufacture a reason to obstruct the constitutional responsibilities of every single member of the House, but most
Do you not think their criticism has any credibility?
But most importantly, the Ceann Comhairle. The Ceann Comhairle has a role. She was duly elected by the House.
Yeah.
She has set out with the Business Committee
Maybe
an,
she's not
an
up
agreement.
To the job.
Well, it is. I think it is not. I think it is incredibly unfair to suggest that she's not up to the job. She's only just started. Let's give the person an opportunity to perform. She is a performer in Leinster House in Dáil Éireann over the last 9 years.
But she's a great bun fighter. She's been there chucking them today.
And I think that we have to actually recognise that the government have a clear majority, that our first job as a parliament is to elect a Ceann Comhairle, and our second job is to elect
Taoiseach. Do you accept any of the opposition's arguments with regard to
the opposition?
Is there any
the
credibility
the
in
opposition
your
mind? Met for 4 hours, sorry, 4 meetings over 5 hours, and they had an opportunity to thrash out an arrangement in relation to speaking time, which is a side issue to the constitutional responsibilities of Dáil Éireann. That side issue was proposed to be resolved tomorrow.
There's people listening to this, and the idea, kind of Dáil procedural stuff, kind of bores
the
backside
off. Out.
At the same time, I think they're going to kind of be more on Richard's side of the argument than yours when it comes to this idea that you can be a little bit pregnant, that you can kind of be in government and opposition.
Let's look. This isn't about speaking slots. The resolution of that is the Business Committee. The Business Committee was set up in 2016 to organise the business of Dáil Éireann. The speaking slots of members and technical groups and parties right across the board, Richard would know this well. And the purpose of the meeting that was scheduled tomorrow, which would have resolved the issue along with the Ceann Comhairle repeated ad nauseum at 11 o'clock that she would resolve that matter to the satisfaction of all individuals that are discussing it with her by January 31st. And that it would be ready to go on February 5th, which is when the Dáil is being proposed.
Quite separate then from the scenes in the Dáil today. I mean, it is a bit daft, the idea that kind of Danny Healy-Ray is technically going to be kind of an opposition TD questioning Michael Healy-Ray in government.
There's legal opinions flying around the place.
But you know as well as I do, and we were talking about this in the context of Catherine's opponent last week, there's the law and there's the spirit of the law. I mean, this is absolutely in breach of the spirit of the law to be in government and out of it.
I've been listening very carefully to the media today. I've been listening very carefully to your programme, lunchtime programmes across the various networks. And the discussion has centred around the government having responsibility to control the House. That's not the way Parliament works. It's never been the way Parliament works. Certainly not since 2016, since the Business Committee was created. It's the responsibility of the Business Committee, it's the responsibility of the Ceann Comhairle to order the business. And that includes the speaking slots, the technical arrangements, and pre-2016, technical groups had to be seven or more in order for an individual member to get speaking time, which is fundamentally undemocratic, in my opinion. And that's why the Business Committee was actually a very, very good thing to occur in the last 9 years. But what has happened now is that individuals, like even Richard said it, that the government could vote it down. Well, the Business Committee is actually made up of a majority of members of the opposition. What he's talking about is the Dáil itself deciding to either accept or deny the order of the Business Committee.
Yeah.
And that's democracy in action. Philip, I'm really sorry, but perhaps Richard and his colleagues could try and get more people elected to the Dáil that they have a bigger speaking slot.
I might go back to Richard on that, but Philip Ryan is with us as well, political editor with the Irish Independent. Philip, I mean, as things look at the moment, it's kind of east as west, west as west, never the twain shall meet. I mean, both look like they're willing to die on this hill.
Yeah.
And Micheál Martin wants to be Taoiseach by this time tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. And he looked very angry there. I was at a press conference just before he came here. He was spitting fire over this whole thing that he hasn't got his to go up to the Oireachtas today. And we still have Simon Harris as the leader. But Alan was talking about things that are kind of unseemly. And we're just sitting here watching in the corner. There's Michael Lowry on TV being interviewed on RTE 6-1 News, you know, because he's an integral part of this government that Alan supports. And I just can't for the life of me understand why Fine Gael people like Alan have put aside any sort of principles to do a deal with someone like Michael Lowry, who has been found, and I presume Alan, like the rest of Fine Gaelers, accept the reports of the Martin Tribunal,
I do.
Or the Moriarty Tribunal, rather, and the things that have found in that. I just for the life of me don't understand why you couldn't have just done business with the regional independents and said, sorry, Michael Lowry, you are a disgraced politician in the eyes of a lot of people in this country, maybe not the people in Tipperary who think he's a great fella, but the others who've sat back and watched millions upon millions spent on tribunals, who also watched how certain people, who be known to people in here maybe as well, made millions and millions and millions off that corruption as well. And yet you're all happy to jump up and down and let him wag the dog and bring us all around the Dáil, causing all, like, he's the reason for all this. He's caused all this mess. And you're in this studio trying to defend him. It's extraordinary to see.
I feel like I'm living in a time warp. Again,
what Moriarty said, because people, again, like Dáil procedures, don't pay huge attention. They said his role in the granting of the license was insidious and pervasive, is how it was described at one part.
That's not a positive thing to say now, is it?
In the tribunal report, and Michael Lowry does, well, Ryan, of course, reject the findings.
He's the puppet master for this government.
So, first of all, you started off by saying that Michael Lowry was part of this government. He's not.
Oh, is he? So...
So let's go back to Politics 101. What is a government? What is the government? The government is elected members of the cabinet with junior ministries and then the various groups behind that. Michael Lowry is not part of that group.
But
he's
was
not
in
going
government formation talks.
But on behalf of the regional independent group.
Okay. And they're in government, yes.
My understanding is that... five of those members are going to become ministers, two of whom will be super juniors. That's my understanding. Michael Lowry is not going to form part of that. Now, I'm fundamentally in agreement with the Moriarty Tribunal. I've read it cover to cover. I remember it in detail back in 2011. To say it was whatever you quoted there from...
Insidious and pervasive.
Come into this studio.
I came into the studio to talk about a fundamental subversion of our democracy, which happened in Dáil Éireann today, to the point where the vast majority of the opposition members jumped up out of their seats and started jumping around, having reached an agreement to deal with the speaking slot issue tomorrow at 12. And instead, members of the Dáil tried to march out, then changed their minds halfway out the door, then roared at the Cian Chorla within a metre, perhaps a metre and a half, and you can go and check the video footage for that. I'm sure it's available. That sort of disgraceful behaviour, trying to bully the Cian Chorla into doing what they want instead of allowing the House to make a democratic decision on the election of Taoiseach. And look, this was a stunt, start to finish. It was a subversive act by a collective group of the opposition. And as I said, the behaviour towards the Cian Chorla was completely disgraceful. And in my 14 years, having been a member of the Dáil, I'd never seen anything of the like in my time in the House. And I've chaired the Dáil probably 100 times over the last 14 years.
Lads suspend the Dáil and people march out. It's
not en masse, not in the manner in which they did today. And I think ultimately this is not about speaking slot. This is a debate about the order of the democratically elected parliament. And I might add, as the Taoiseach an Tánaiste said this evening at a press conference outside Leinster House, they didn't open their mouths. But the leader of the opposition did, and various whips on the opposition benches did, and the only other person to speak was the Cian Chorla. And I just think that is
a
disgraceful
and do what's right, and what the dogs in the street know what's right,
what's
and
right?
Say, and it's to deny
what is right,
deny speaking rights
We're
to
not
members
denying
of the
anybody
technical group
right.
to the
it's
same degree
the
that
Cian
they
Chorla.
Are afforded to Mary Lou MacDonald.
But we were not. This was a business agreement by all parties and none. At the business committee. This was nothing to do with the government. There were two members of government parties at the business committee, the chief whip and the Fianna Fáil whip. And everybody else was in the opposition parties. So let's call it what it is here. This came into the chamber. There was a deal struck. I was told face to face. I then went and did a television interview. And about 6 minutes later, all hell broke loose in the chamber because a member of the opposition walked over to the clerk of the Dáil and said, the deal is off. And all hell broke loose. That's my understanding of what happened. I was in the chamber, so I could see it.
But then
the seats at the back. Well, I was informed that a deal had been struck.
Richard Boy Barrett said, "With it, Richard, was a deal done?"
No,
Absolutely not. We did not agree to an arrangement. And
to resolve the issue tomorrow at 12. You didn't agree to that.
Alan, you've had your chance now. You've had plenty of speaking time in this interview. So if you don't mind me, I was at the meeting, which you weren't at. And there was no agreement, and there won't be agreement from all of the opposition groups, to the idea that Michael Lowry and other TDs, Michael Lowry was the lead negotiator for the regional group, who have now entered government, have ministries in government, to be also part of the opposition. It is utterly preposterous that they would even suggest it. It has never been done before. It's completely unprecedented, and it completely undermines the idea of an opposition that is there to hold the government to account. They should have the same status as Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael backbenchers have. You have backbenchers who are not in government, but they get speaking time
from the
government.
It's still not about that, Richard.
They are part of it. Is. Are you seriously trying to tell me or the world or the public in this country that Michael Lowry, who was the lead negotiator with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in establishing the programme for government and agreeing to install this government in power, and we're quite happy, well, not happy, but we accept that you are now going to be the government, but are you seriously telling me he's an opposition TD? That
Richard,
Michael Lowry
Richard,
is an opposition TD?
Richard, I suspect...
Or that Danny Healy-Ray is an opposition
Richard,
TD?
Richard, I suspect that Michael Lowry has voted against the government, the government more times than you've voted with the government over the last 14
the
years.
Government.
I think it's pathetic that you're trying to sideline an issue. Look, this is fundamentally about subverting the course of our democracy.
The government subverts democracy and infiltrate the opposition.
The people had their say on the 29th of November.
By the opposition.
Well, listen, a storm that's profoundly going to impact people is Storm Éowyn rather than the storm in the Dáil. And so we're going to get the detail on that. In the meantime, Richard Boybarrett, thanks for joining us. Richard's a People Before Profit TD. Alan O'Reilly, Fine Gael Senator. Alan, thank you for coming into the studio. And Philip Ryan, Political Editor with the Irish Independent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.